Associated Artists of Winston-Salem is the largest membership organization for the visual arts in the Piedmont Triad, with more than 300 members from aspiring artists to some of our state's best-known professionals. You'll find their newest exhibit, Art of the Environment, on display through June 1st in the Womble Carlisle Gallery in the Milton Road Center for the Arts. And it'll be there tonight in Reynolds Place that the association will hold its annual gala, Spring for Art, from 6 to 8. Guests will be entertained by UNC School of the Arts Rising Stars guitarist Arden Ambruster and violinist Mia Hirschfield. Associated Artists co-president and longtime community leader Aurelia Gray Eller is this year's honorary patron. Tonight also marks the centennial celebration's Blue Moon Gallery Hop in the Downtown Art District, so you can stroll through the Art of the Environment exhibit, attend the Spring for Art fundraising gala, and kick off the four-day celebration of Winston and Salem together in style. Executive Director Piers Clarkson spoke with me about the association, and he was joined by Aurelia, who also serves on the Centennial Planning Committee.
Friday, the gallery hop, we're sort of the kickoff time of that with our Spring for Art. Then on Saturday, there'll be a parade, and Old Salem will have a community day, free for everybody down in Old Salem. There'll be a flyover of Old Plains, and on Sunday, there'll be a service down in the Maydell. So we're doing a lot of Winston things and Salem things.
You're going to be essentially kicking it off, too, with a special host patron preview party.
That's
for
right.
Someone who's never attended a special host patron preview party, what is one, and what are you looking forward to most?
Well, I don't know. I guess I greet people, shake a lot of hands, and say we're glad that they're there, and sharing the art with them. And we'll have some of Carrie Davis's paintings to sell with silent auction. She was a wonderful painter. And we'll have a few things from the Reynolds collection that are still available. It's going to be a wonderful mixture of the members' art, which will be on display, plus some others.
How would you characterize or describe Carrie Chamberlain Davis's collection?
There's a wide variety. Her daughter, Jocelyn Davis, had contacted Associated Artists about donating her collection to us because she knew how much that would mean to her mother, Carrie. And when I went to first see the works, I was expecting, you know, one type of art, but there's simply too much variety to try to encapsulate her in one area.
Well, this is a huge fundraising effort for Associated Artists. Put it in perspective, and how do you raise the funds through this event?
Mm-hmm. Through ticket sales to start, and then also through art sales and the silent auction at the event. Most of the art that's for sale by our members is a 50-50 split with the member and Associated Artists. And again, with the generous donation that Jocelyn Davis made, 100% of the proceeds of Carrie Chamberlain Davis's work will go to Associated Artists. We'll also have a very wide variety of items on silent auction, and not just art. We'll have a lot of different organizations in the community have donated items, so it's going to be a really fun and exciting night. We want to become the go-to arts organization that artists and patrons alike can go to. Artists can know they're going to have a fantastic time and enjoy displaying their work. And art lovers and patrons are going to be able to come to our exhibits and always know they can count on Associated Artists just for a fantastic night out.
Associated Artists of Winston-Salem Executive Director Piers Clarkson and co-president and longtime community leader Aurelia Gray Eller. The association will hold its annual gala Spring for Art tonight from 6 to 8 in Reynolds Place at the Milton Road Center for the Arts. More than 150 pieces of art by Associated Artists will be on display and for sale. You'll find links to more information at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. For WFDD, I'm David Ford.